Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Let's talk about telemarketers. Yesterday or a couple of days ago, I got a call, and we don't know if it was a prank call or a telemarketer.
And every time you're working in this business, you think, hey, it could be a prank call because we've got mates all across us, Australia, trying to do us over. You've done it to other people before, so it can be a little paranoid.
Yes. But also, I like to still treat people with respect and, you know, I feel bad. So I always get end up in these conversations. That is a waste of my time and energy, really, because I'm being polite.
You are very nice all the time. You like to give a lot of time.
But so are you. And you do exactly the same thing. When you're on the phone to people, you go into a very deep conversation and you tell them what's on your mind as well.
Well, if they ask me how I'm going, they're doing it for a reason. They don't want me to just brush over it. So I'll tell them exactly what's going on at every specific second of that day.
Yes.
And I won't get into those details now because that will take too long, Tools.
That's right. But you might have your own technique or how you deal with them. Some people hang up on them straight away. This call in particular the other day was to warn me that someone got into my internet banking and has taken all my money. And I responded with, what? Oh, my God, I'm about to go to the hairdressers. I better be able to pay for my haircut because I'm going to be so embarrassed if I can't.
Yeah, look, I was there in the room. That was the only thing you cared about. It was like, as long as I have enough money to get this hair going again,
that's
get Brittany,
right.
You're fine.
I said, how much have they taken? They said, well, how much is in your account? I said, I don't know. And that was genuine. I don't know because I've lost my internet banking details. So
I was worried for you, but you weren't worried for yourself.
No, because at the end of the day, if someone takes your money, you get it back from the bank.
Yes, insurance will cover it. Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
So I don't really let those things get to me.
No.
But anyway, turns out in the end, he was going to me, you're a very good actress, miss, goodbye, and hung up.
Yeah. He was of a different background.
But I just...
You were a little bit paranoid.
And then I was
too.
Like, was that a prank or was it true?
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, I can't be bothered going into the bank to sort this out. If it is a problem, I'll just have to wait and see. But later on, I did get another call from someone and I said, look, I'm sorry, but I've already been called today, been told someone's got all my money. So I can't trust anyone. Can you call me back tomorrow?
And you can't spend some more minutes on the phone with someone like
this. Yeah, but he sounded very deflated. He goes, oh, sorry. And I was like, oh... That sucks.
Believe it or not, guys, they are real people with real feelings too. And I'm speaking to you if you're a telemarketer.
And that was at the hairdresser when I got that second call. So then my hairdresser tells me a story of, she goes, oh, my mum is so embarrassing. When telemarketers call, she starts singing Bar Bar Black Sheep. She goes, if we've got guests in the house, they're like, what is she doing? Just singing Bar Bar Black Sheep. I said, that is absolute gold.
Yeah, it's definitely a different technique. I've never heard that technique.
Well, people do whatever they can to get them off the phone. So I went, we have to test it out. And yesterday we rang Bria's mum to see if she would sing Bar Bar Black Sheep.
Those results we'll get next.
We'll get into it next.
Look, and we will say as well, okay, there was a different options in regards to the accent. No, because I don't want everyone. No, because I don't want everyone thinking that we were always going down that path. We had an option of a Cockney English, and I said I wouldn't mind doing this one.
Yeah, but I don't buy that accent. Okay. You're better at an Indian accent, so that's what you went with, and that's okay.
Yeah, that is. I just don't want anyone.
It's fine. At the hairdresser the other day, my hairdresser said to me, the way her mum responds is by singing Bar Bar Black Sheep.
So many different techniques.
And that's hilarious, right? That's very unique and original.
It is.
10 points to Gryffindor for that one.
She wants to put him to sleep straight away. They would have to hang up.
Well,
they would have to hang up and be like, you know what, this person's not going to give me the time of day here. Let's move on to the next person, which could be Tools, and then you could give them the time of day.
But it made me go, oh, my God, we have to try it and see if she does that.
And no one's called through any telemarketers on 13, 12, 16.
But we'll get to that very soon because we do want to hear from people how the whole system works. But this is what happened when we put in the call to my hairdresser's mum.
Hello?
Yes, hello, is this Joe?
Yeah?
Yes, hello, this is Javagal calling from Flight Services. This is being recorded for training purposes. Do you have 2 minutes of your time, please?
No.
It's just regarding your NBN or broadband service, ma'am.
My NBN and broadband service meaning what?
We do the services to be able to report back exactly the details to the government on what uses what.
No.
Sorry. No, you seem... we only need 2 minutes of your time, ma'am.
No. Black sheep, have you heard?
Blah, blah. What does that mean?
Yes, sir, free.
I don't have any sheep.
One for the master.
Two for the sheep. What?
One for the little boy who lives down the lake.
Can I just... Goodbye.
Okay. All right.
So
okay.
She did it.
Yeah, she did.
That was great. Yeah. I loved that moment.
We got there, we did it. She said it was okay. She was happy with it afterwards. Yes. She knew. We told her. We said it's Joel and Jules. She goes, who?
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, hit 105.5.